here at the NECU, I was going to say CU Members Mortgage.
We'll take credit, right?
That's right. We're with CU Members Mortgage, Matthew Abink. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah. How's the show going so far? You've been here for the past couple of days.
Yeah,
what are you hearing in the hallway?
Great. It's a great venue. It's exciting time for networking and just getting to know other people and to learn what's going on in Creighton world.
Yeah, exactly. Anything in particular that you heard? Anything that in your neck of the woods, in the mortgage lending area that piqued your interest?
It's really an exciting time in mortgage lending in Creighton world. We've got a lot of things coming up. We've got Day One Certainty from Fannie Mae that just rolled out here this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a lot of buzz going because there's a lot of member benefits in that, a lot of streamlined processing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of confusion in the industry as well. So there's things to be learned about how do we implement this? How do we, what processes do we put in place to make sure it's controlled? Does it benefit every member?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that we we can make effective for everybody?
Okay.
And then what are the operational efficiencies with that? How do we streamline costs? How do we pass that savings on to the member? And what about those members or those loans that don't get sold to Fannie Mae?
Right.
Does it apply to that too?
Mm-hmm. Any other trends that are happening? I mean, because obviously interest rates are inching up a little bit. I mean, that kind of puts a damper on the refi market, but
the new
buying market seems to be ripe for the taking right now.
Yeah, it certainly does. Not a lot of discussion about purchase versus refi right now. I think everybody's just kind of accepted the reality that refinances are probably going to go away, or at least be much less for now.
Right.
But really a lot of talk, and even just today with some of the actions going on in Washington, D.C. right now, is just what's the future of the CFPB? What does the regulatory environment really look like for mortgage lenders? And so where we've all sort of gotten used to the CFPB's existence, all of a sudden now there's all this scuttlebutt about, you know what, maybe President Trump's going to change all that.
Oh, yeah.
So some discussion about that going on too.
All of this is such a moving target. I mean, how do you guys manage it? And then how do you manage it for your client, for the credit unions as well? I mean, it's really, again, it's a moving target. How do you guys keep your heads on straight with all this stuff?
Well, that's a great question. It is a very dynamic industry right now.
Yeah.
I mean, things are, every month things are changing. Mm-hmm. And that's what mortgage lending really is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why a strong partner that is working solely in the mortgage industry, I think, is a valuable addition to any credit union, because we're spending all of our time and efforts focused on what's going on in the industry, where are the pain points, what areas can be maximized to give a better service to the members. So that's what we really specialize and bring to the table, plus we also bring compliance expertise, which is important, and really just to help credit unions thrive in the mortgage industry today, because it's a challenging marketplace, but there's great opportunity and great profit to be had. So I think it's an exciting time for credit unions in this space.
Any advice for credit unions coming with, I mean, the home buying season's coming up, it's early spring right now, and summertime is going to be into full bloom, so to speak. Any advice for credit unions to handle or manage the upcoming home buying season?
Yeah, just to continue to get the word out, because it still is a repeated story over and over that members just don't know that credit unions do mortgage loans. So I think getting that story out, talking about what the credit union brings to the table, whether that's realtor referral networks, whether that's other benefits that might come into play. Some credit unions have, relationship benefits that might get you discounts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a mortgage loan is a big piece of that. So just getting the word out so members know, get your mortgage loan at your credit union.
Simple communication. All right, let's get your crystal ball out. Any predictions for the rest of 2017 based on what's happened so far? Or is it still just too wacky of a world to even go down that path?
Well, I think it's a wacky world, but we anticipate sort of a slow trickle up in interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Volume probably stay fairly steady to where it's been, but not with the serious peak that we had last summer with volume in the refi boom.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just continue to do what you're doing, do it well, and just try to be a great service and benefit to your member.
Indeed, Andy. And if you want to get a 30-year fix, I mean, gosh, I mean, talk about a deep relationship with a member, man, that just doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. It sets you up for a long-term success, especially if you or a partner is servicing that loan and it's not being sold off to some third party. That creates a tie-in for future business as well.
All right, great message to end on. Always an adventure in the mortgage industry for credit unions or anybody for that matter. So keep up the good work, man. You guys are doing a good job there.
Thanks, Mike.
Matt, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. You too, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.